So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Rava, who says, "Kamokim shenemar se ina elo lahitzis klaim." Wherever the pasuk mentions the word se, it excludes klaim, a hybrid animal born from two different species. The Gemara explains that this klal is not needed to exclude klaim from kadoshim karbanis, because the pasuk there clearly states shayr eches va'ez prat leklaim. And the klal is not needed to exclude klaim from ma'aser behema, because tachas yolav mikadoshim. Ma'aser behema is derived from kadoshim through gzeirah shavah of the word tachas. And the klal is not needed for bechor, because havara yolav mima'aser. Bechor is derived from ma'aser behema through gzeirah shavah of the word havara. Rather, the klal is needed for petach amar, as the Mishnah Masechtas Bechor states, ein poiden l'chulu v'loy beklaim. A petach amar cannot be redeemed with a sheep that is klaim. However, according to Rabbi Lazar, the klal does not apply to petach amar either, because Rabbi Lazar mata beklaim memneishu huseh. Rabbi Lazar holds a petach amar can be redeemed with a sheep from klaim because it is still considered a sheep. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, the klal is needed for the isra of achilas tamei, not to eat a tamei animal, in the case of tamei shenilu min hatar v'iburi min hatamei. If a tamei animal, such as a horse, was born from klayim, the mother was a tar, a cow, while the father was a tamei, a horse, the offspring may not be eaten because the pasuk states, Zaysa bohema asher techeilu shoyer se kisavim se izim se prat leklayim. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the klal is not needed for achilas tamei, because he derives this from the pluralized words of se kisavim b'se izin. Achehi oviv keves v'imoy kivsa. The animal may be eaten only if both parents were sheep. Zak the Mishnah, machrei chutz me'echad mimei shabai, misham tashlumi kefil, ve'ein misham tashlumi abo b'chamisha. If a person stole an animal, and he only sold part of the animal, and kept even 1/100th for himself, he pays only kefil, but he does not pay dal v'hei, because the animal was not completely sold. The Gemara asks, "Mai chutz mi'echad mimei shabai? What part of the animal would be considered a shear, an exclusion from the sale, for which the ganav would be potter medal v'hei?" And offers four opinions by first citing a machlekes in the Braisa. The Tanakhama says, and this is also the opinion of Levi, "Machr chutz mi'yado chutz mi'raglo chutz mi'karno chutz mi'gizay seha, einu misham tashlum abo v'chamisha." If he sold the animal, but excluded any portion such as the hand, the foot, the horn, or even the least significant part, its wool, he does not pay dalad v'hei, because the pasuk states, "Utvacha kula b'inan, u'machari kula b'inan." The complete animal must have been either slaughtered or sold. Rabbi Eimer, "Dava ha'ma'akeh b'shchita, einu misham tashlum abo v'chamisha." Rabbi says it depends. Only if he excluded a vital limb that would disqualify the shechita and render the meat nevela or trefa forbidden to be eaten, does he not pay dal v'hei. V'she'ein ma'akeh b'shechita, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. If he excluded a limb that would not disqualify the shechita, he does pay dal v'hei, because the pasuk states, "U'tevochei u'macharei, u'macharei midi dehav b'tzvicha." The mechiri must be for all that is needed to validate the shechita. L'afuki midi dehav b'tzvicha. The next two opinions are Trei Tanoi Alibad Reb Shimon ben Elazar. In one brice, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Chutz mi karna. If he excluded the animal's horn, Einu misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. However, Chutz mi gizei seha, if he only left over its wool, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. Because karna deloi lemagza kaima havashir. Only the horn that is not meant to be cut from the live animal is considered an exclusion. But gizei seha delemagiz kaima lo havashir. The wool that is meant to be sheared is not considered an exclusion from the sale. In the second brace, Reb Shimon Lazar says, and this is also the opinion of Rav, "Machr chutz miyado v'chutz miraglo." If he left over a limb such as a hand or a foot, ein misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. However, chutz mikarno chutz mikizay seho, if he left over only the horn or its wool, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha, because the pasuk states, "Utavocha emachari." The mechira must be for a portion that requires shechita. Therefore, yod the viragl of the tzvicha tzvicha havashir. Only the hand and foot that require shechita are considered an exclusion. But karneha begizay seho le tzvicha tzvicha le havashir. The horns and wool that do not need shechita are not considered an exclusion from the sale. The Gemara asks, "Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, chutz mi ubre mahu. If the ganav sold a pregnant cow, but he did not sell the fetus, does he pay dal v'hei?" And the Gemara elaborates, there's no question according to the opinion of Uber Yerech Imahu, the fetus is considered part of the mother, that he is certainly potter, because the Hashayirba, he excluded a limb of the mother. The question is, according to the opinion of Ubalavi Archimai, the fetus is not considered part of the mother. Do we say, Kivan the Mechubur Bahavashir Upatur, since the Uber is connected to its mother, it is considered an exclusion from the sale, and he does not pay Dal Behe? Or Kivan de Lemifrish Minakoi, Loyavashir Bahayev, since the Uber is meant to eventually come out, it is not considered an exclusion from the sale, and he does pay Dal Behe? The Gemara mentions another version of this question. Do we say Kivan de Lav Yerech Imayhu, Loyavashir Bahayev, since the Uber is not considered part of the mother? It is not an exclusion, and he does pay dal behei, or kibin the tzarich lishterui b'hadav b'shchita k'man d'shayer b'gufa dami upater. Since the uber becomes permitted for eating through the mother's shchita, it is considered an exclusion, and he does not pay dal behei. Teku, this question remains unresolved. The Mishnah continues, Macharoi, Aishayis lebeishutfis, if it was a partner in the animal, and he stole it from his partner and sold it, Misham Tashlumi Kefil, the Ein Misham Tashlumi Bava Chamisha. He pays only Kefil, but he does not pay Dal Dehe, because as Rashi explains, the Pasuk states, Umacharei, which implies, Umacharei Kulei Beisura. The complete sale was forbidden, while here the sale of his portion was permitted. The Mishnah continues, Hashechir Benisnabla Beyadai. If the Ganav Shechta the animal, but the Shechita was disqualified, and the animal became an Avela, or Hanechir Vahma'akir, he slit the animal's neck, or he uprooted the simanim, but there was no shchita. Misham tashlumi kefil ve'ein misham tashlum abav chamisha. He pays only kefil, but not dal vehei, because he did not perform a shchita. The Gemara cites apparently contradicting brises. One brisa states, v'shutvim shagandu p'turim, if two partners stole one animal, they're not liable to pay dal vehei. And the second brisa states, shutvim shagandu chayavin, they are liable to pay dal vehei. Rav Nachman explains, the second brisa refers to b'shutiv shetovich ledas chaveri chayiv. If two people stole one animal, and then one partner shechted it with the consent of the other partner, they're both liable to pay dal vehei, because the one who shechted is considered a shliach of the other partner, and tevicha is one of the exceptions in which yesh shliach dva avera. The second partner is liable for that avera through his shliach, and therefore utavachi kula b'chiyuba. The complete tevicha was with liability. However, the first brisa refers to b'shutav shetavach shalil das chaveri potter. If two people stole one animal, and then one partner shechted it without the consent of the other partner, they are both not liable for dal vehei, because the one who shechted was not the shliach of the other partner. And malekhu tvach kula b'chayuva, only the tvicha of his shear was with liability, while the tvicha of the other partner's shear was not with liability. Because as Rashi explains, havalei k'teveach acharganu v'potter, he's considered like someone who shechted an animal that someone else stole, in which the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis rules that he's not liable for Dalet Vehei.